California was a pioneer in regulating the toxic auto emissions that cause smog. The state could become the first to regulate other byproducts of combustion that aren't considered toxic. Carbon dioxide, for example, is as natural as breathing. But when it comes out of an engine, scientists call it a greenhouse gas, something that most believe contributes to global warming. California lawmakers could adopt a measure as early as today that would force car makers to change the design of their vehicles to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
Almost every city has one, the car dealer who becomes a celebrity as the star of his own commercials on late-night TV.
If you want to save your truck, if you want to save a buck, do it now, do it now, do it now.
In cities across California, that guy is Cal Worthington. But lately, he's been frequently heard on radio pitching something new.
You know, they're about to pass a new law here in California that would prevent you from buying the vehicle you need and want. Now, Assembly Bill 1058 would let state bureaucrats push for huge new taxes on minivans and pickups and SUVs. Hey, they're even talking about charging 50 cents more in gas taxes.
Scare tactics, says Assemblywoman Fran Pavley. She's the author of the bill in question, and she says it might not cost consumers a dime. It just directs state regulators to come up with standards for tailpipe emissions of greenhouse gases and do it by the year 2006. Then the car companies would have another 3 years to make vehicles that conformed. Pavley says that's hardly the dire threat portrayed in the ads.
The Air Resources Board, which is putting in the regulations, has no legal authority to pass any kind of taxes or fees. And so that is erroneous information.
It's also untrue, says Pavley, that the bill would ban SUVs or light trucks. She notes that other states have plans to curb greenhouse gases from stationary sources, such as power plants. But in car-crazy California, Pavley says, 58% of greenhouse gases come from transportation.
So if California is going to do its fair share in reducing greenhouse gas emissions, we need to start with vehicles.
John White, a spokesman for the Sierra Club, says California has a big incentive to fight global warming.
We think that global warming could well undermine the progress we've made in reducing air pollution, because the higher the temperature, the more air pollution gets made. There will also be, we expect, effects on the snowpack and a diminishing of the snowpack that could affect the availability of fresh water supplies.
The bill passed in both houses. But the Senate amended it, and the Assembly must now give final approval. Phil Eisenberg, a lobbyist representing the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers, is trying to convince legislators that that would be a mistake. The automakers oppose the bill, says Eisenberg, not because it will cost them too much, but because they can't tell what it would cost.
Unfortunately, this bill, you could read it for months and be absolutely ignorant of what it is that is proposed to be done by the bill. It doesn't say what they will study. It doesn't say what they will do. It doesn't say what cost factors are involved.
What automakers fear is that they'll be forced to design special cars for California only. Anyway, says Eisenberg, there just aren't that many ways to reduce the greenhouse gases produced by cars.
There's no such thing as a gizmo you can add to a car which terminates greenhouse gases. This is not like a catalytic converter with pollution. Nobody knows, you know, you just simply have to, yes, you make cars more efficient, change the vehicle people drive, or make them drive less.
It's true there may be no one device that'll solve the problem, says Sierra Club spokesman John White. But he says there's a variety of techniques and strategies that could make a difference.
There are new transmissions. There are different kinds of tires that have better rolling resistance. There are, just around the corner, fuel cells coming. There's a lot of little things that can be done to the vehicles to make them perform better.
Pavley's bill just barely passed the Assembly the first time it came up. So now Eisenberg and other opponents only have to change the minds of a couple of legislators in order to prevent California from once again breaking new ground and becoming the first state to control the global warming gases that come from cars. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.